The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Families that go here, grow here.
14 minutes to 10 o'clock this Monday morning, which means that we are heading towards this.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Muller Corner, Mullerlicious.
Now, John Nolan, that's not a sound you're going to be worrying too much about in the next number of weeks.
Me. That's not very nice, Mike. No. Excuse me.
That's not a sound that's going to fill you with fear every week anymore.
John, that's what. No matter how many seasons you do, that result sequence is the most fearful thing you do in your life.
It looks like
that music. It literally, your heart is coming out through your chest. It's awful.
John Nolan and Leo O'Rourke, welcome to the programme and thanks for being here. The first to be eliminated from Dancing with the Stars 2023. How are you doing, Leah?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Had great fun last night. We all went out afterwards and I'm feeling good today. Yeah.
Yeah, you were. So when they announced that your name, did you what goes through your head? And
I kind of had an idea it might be John and I, because we were bottom of the leaderboard. I knew I wasn't a dancer. So I had like my goodbye speech prepared. But still, when they call your name, you're literally like, ah! Yeah. So when they called the name, I was like, I need 5 minutes to think. Like, there was no time to think. So, yeah. Even though you know, there's always a wee glimmer of hope, you know. Of the crew were saying, you know, in all the seasons, no one who's bottom of the leaderboard has gone first. So there was loads of different opinions and stuff. So your head was a bit all over the place. But when we were down the final three, I was like, oh, the bottom three, I was like, oh, I don't know.
Had a feeling.
But Shane was there as well. I was like, maybe it was Shane. He didn't know. You were like,
you were wishing. But, you were wishing.
Yeah, I love Shane, but I was like, maybe it might be Shane. I was please.
There were a few runners and riders maybe for the first ejection. I don't think it was obviously you guys, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We'll take that.
Take that. You had to do a lot of that. I'll take that.
I'll take that four.
Or something was half. Like Brian was the master of the non-plements, wasn't he?
He was nice last night, which was brilliant. All the judges were lovely and we had great crack at the dance floor, so it was a nice vibe. And for some reason, with the elimination and the heartbeat thing and all, the heart drum thing, it was less scary for me then. I think the most nerve-wracking thing for me was the dance. And I understand out there, I wasn't too bad, which is good.
In my ignorance, I thought because you're such a wonderful actress and actor in Derry Girls and what have you, I presumed when you can act, you can dance. Yeah. You know, I presume people said that too. All singing, all dancing, all acting. No, you know, they don't necessarily go as a partnership.
That is so true. And in my drama school, there was a straight acting course, there was a musical theatre course. I was on the straight acting course. I had loads of friends that could dance and stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't always go hand in hand. And for my role in Derry Girls, it worked very well, you know.
Exactly.
It was in my favour there, but not so much on a dancing contest.
Different story altogether. Yeah. Okay, let's look. Now that you're free, shall we say? Now that you've been liberated from the shackles of the
of Brian Redmond, basically.
And all the weekly beatings from Brian.
Yeah.
Let's have a little look at what happened last night with some of the dancers. You can feel free now.
I will slate them all now.
They're all terrible.
I'll never see them again.
Okay, so Suzanne Jackson and Michael, she God help her, my heart went out to her.
It really did.
That happened, there for the grace of God, go any of us, where you forget your moves.
It was so tough. If you had seen her dress rehearsal, it was
amazing.
A1. Yeah. It was A1. It was so sad.
What do you think happened, John? You've seen this happen millions of times, of course.
Yeah, I think she literally, as she said herself, she just got into her head, was over thinking too hard. Sometimes you can actually overtrain, which is I know outrageous to say, but sometimes you try to be too perfect and it just doesn't work out, and unfortunately it was that case for Suzanne.
She got a lot of sympathy and kind of a lot of support then to get her through it. Okay, and she's still in the game. Kevin and Laura, they danced to a Don't Like Mondays.
I'm going to jump in again.
You're going.
I have to say, I think that was the most undermarked dance of the night. Because, to be fair,
I know 6'5".
It's not the traditional tango that the judges would expect, but it was a great dance. I have to give it to Kev. We love Kevin.
Absolutely.
We're big fans of Kevin.
He is so funny, like side stage and all. All the good quotes on the show have come from him.
Really?
He has me crying. Yeah. Like when I was in my Paso Doble outfit, he was like, "You're no longer a dairy girl, but a dairy woman."
He's
iconic. He really is.
Oh, that's
great.
Okay.
Man. He really
so
is.
You felt he deserved a lot more.
Really did.
Paul Brogan and Salome, they danced to Take It to the Limit from the Eagles.
Yeah, can we have a moment for Salome?
Oh, Salome's a queen.
Well, tell me about her.
She's stunning, amazing, talented, unreal.
Yeah.
She's some dancer.
She's sensational. She's great on the show. But I have to say, like, Paul, I think, was probably one of his best dances that he did.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember what he got scored, but...
He got 2 sevens and a 6.
That was really good.
Wow.
Really good.
He kind of moved out of the sort of also-rans a little bit last night.
Yeah, he did a great job last night,
A bit of contention there. Let's move on to Mary Cassidy and Stephen. A dance to Mama Wanna Mambo. That was Meghan Trainor, very good. They got a 6, a 6 and a 5. Any
we love
thoughts
Mari.
There? You all love Mari.
Love Mari.
Obsessed with Mari.
What's she like?
Actual legend, like the nicest person ever. And she lives in the apartments close to me and Brooke, and we see her all the time. We've been to her apartment for a wee drink and all. She's just everyone loves her. She's an icon, and she has the right attitude for the show completely.
Great. She literally couldn't give. It's just like, Asher, here we go.
Okay.
I loved, sorry, one quote. She came off last week after her dance, her tango last week. She says, "Well, I made an absolute giant of that." Sure, feck it.
Yeah.
You know, it was
okay.
Brilliant.
So she's all in, having fun, not taking it too seriously.
Brilliant,
Panty Bliss and Dennis did. Karma Chameleon from Culture Club, they got 3 sevens.
Yeah.
So Panty, I don't know how
it was. I have
dancing.
To say, I thought it was a great dance last night for Panty in comparison to weeks before, but she's a character.
And she dragged you into the abyss last night, into
her hometown last
night. I was there once before.
Panty Bar. In Cave 3.
Yeah. How well?
Great crack.
Brilliant.
You know, okay, Carl Mullen and Emily danced to Shaky Your Bon Bon.
Loved that.
By Ricky Martin. That was good fun, wasn't it?
Loved it. Loved the opening, the Ibiza vibes, the beach bag, the sunglasses.
Yeah,
We wanted to be there with
them. We did, and the costume, talking point of the night, the loop de loop outfit.
He looked like a loop de loop.
Yeah,
if it was an ice cream, he'd lick himself. We've heard that the first and with legitimacy, obviously.
Yeah, oh, of course.
He got 2 sevens and a 6 there, so he's still in contention, which is good. Damien and Kylie, they got big scores last night.
So good.
For all of you. Yeah.
That song I'm obsessed with. Couldn't stop singing it all weekend. Mm-hmm. But Damien is probably one of the nicest guys on the show. He's so just normal. He's so quiet. Doesn't push himself. You know, he's a huge star, obviously, in America with Glee and that.
Yeah.
But he literally is just the nicest guy. So normal.
Low key getting on.
Delighted for him.
8, 9 and 8. Nice scores there.
Mm-hmm. Score.
Really
And Leah O'Rourke and John Nolan.
Here we go.
Who are these people? Bongo Cha Cha Cha.
The iconic number. That's the reaction being from Leah.
I know.
Oh my God. Bro.
It was the maracas. I think when I saw the maracas at the start, I said, they might be going home tonight.
Excuse me, Ryan. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. I just thought the maracas were.
It was fantastic. And don't forget the bongos. We had bongos.
Yeah, I know. You had through the kitchen sink, the percussion to kitchen sink.
It's a reality TV gold going home. It's like 2 bananas with your bongo drums and your maracas.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's a dream.
It's
why he came on the show.
Everyone's winning.
Everyone.
Anyway, it was a 4, a 4 and a 3, but no more of that.
Moving on.
Brooke and Robert, to his credit, is swooping in. And Brooke and himself there with a 9, a 9 and an 8 with 2002 from Anne-Marie.
Fair play.
Shapers. Yeah. So you live with Brooke, is that right?
Yeah, I live with Brooke and we've honestly had such a good time. And even last night, she's like, "I'm so sad you'll be moving out and all."
I know.
No, she's stunning. She's an amazing dancer, but she's helped me so much. It's been good living with a dancer. Like, she's helped me. And she's just such a lovely girl.
So that's a bit of moral support there for you.
Go on, Brooke.
Well, she's a top three contender.
Definitely.
No doubt about it. And then there was a nice surprise when Stephanie Roach emerged in that great outfit.
So happy for Stephanie.
She was like another person.
Yeah,
it was
unbelievable.
Last week she had a really tough week as As did we. Thanks, Brian.
The violin.
It was great to see her coming back and really pushing it this week.
Now, the man you hoped was going to get eliminated last night.
I love
John,
you, Shane.
Shane Byrne. Shane and Karen Byrne. So good to name them twice. Dancing to Born to be Wild.
Wow, come here. I hadn't really seen it. When he came out with the helmet, I was like, what is going on here? Karen with the flag, him with the helmet. I was like, this is iconic.
Yeah, it was iconic. The jacket, the leather jacket.
That jacket, I wanted
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I have to say, like, to hear, when you did that paso jump, I was like, yeah, he's very light in his toes. I was like, yeah. Wow.
Every week, you expect him to be like, boom, 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 big guy. But then he's like, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just strange.
Yeah.
Bit of a surprise. All right. Look, you're the first out, but it's been really nice to see you. And thanks for being here this morning. And good luck today. You've had a long day of having to go around saying,
Thanks very much, it's
been lovely.
Yeah, it's been great.
What time is it?
Yeah.
So look after yourselves today, but you're a great sport. Leah, well done.
Thank you so much.
You enjoyed the experience,
Brian,
as much as me. You really added to the show, and fair play to you. And John, it's always great to see you. Thanks for being with us today. And you'll be back, of course, for the finale. You know, you'll be back in today.
We'll be back.
Is that a threat or a promise? That's the question. All right, see you later.